the utmost concern that we bring resolution to this. And absent funding to take it off island, the only alternative right now that seems to be an acceptable one is the Pat's Creek, Pat's Lake pit.
Yes.
Is Tuesday the end of session, the no-go date?
That's my
is
understanding.
Is that what we're going to set it as?
Unless they haven't said that definitively, but last night at the meeting, Sally did say that the end of session is scheduled on Tuesday. So unless they decide to extend and go into another special session, the budget should be decided by then. And we would know whether the money is in there to move it off island or not.
Yes.
I'm just a little bit curious why we're being asked this. Because when I raised this last night in the meeting, it was fairly clear to me that Sally said, we don't need your permission. It's our site. We can do what we want. So I'm sitting here thinking, when the site's been picked, it's been developed, it's been built, and they even, I noticed in the newspaper, now it may have been incorrect, but they picked the date that they were going to start hauling it. At this meeting, I'm being asked if I want to approve that. And she's already told me that it doesn't matter whether I like it or I don't, they're going to do it. So I guess I'm a little bit curious why we're voting on this.
So, Mr. Mayor, Assemblymember Prezonka, I think Sally's comment last night was a more global comment in that the state regulations do not require that public process be followed, or they don't have anything in statute or in administrative code that requires a public process for a state project on state property, in fact. And so that's why they didn't follow any major public process here in Wrangell. And they agree that that is deficient, as do we as staff at the borough, that's not the way to handle things. But they did say that is the case, has been typically the case in other communities where they have done projects like this, where it's been on private land or on state land. They haven't gone out to the public because it's been handled with state money, and they have dealt with the solution on state land, and so they don't need anybody's permission. They don't need the permission of the local body. There has been considerable discussion here in Wrangell, and I think ADEC feels like they have done their best to meet the concerns that have been raised by the community, by the tribe, and I think I obviously need to let Esther speak to this. My understanding is that the tribe's position has not changed. They still are in opposition to the Pat's Lake location being used, and I think ADEC is looking for some positive affirmation that what they're doing is the right thing, and I think they feel very conflicted. They know that the assembly is, and I think they probably know this mostly through discussions with staff, that the assembly is concerned that ADEC might walk away from this project and that the borough would be stuck holding the ball for this. And so they know we want to move forward with a solution. The assembly has also said as much in work sessions with ADEC, yet there's still this conflict in the community that the Pat's Lake location is not the right one. ADEC feels that scientifically, through chemistry, as was explained last night, that what they are doing is an extremely safe thing, and ADEC is on the hook if something should go wrong in the Pat's Lake location and the monofill location. They are obligated by state statute to deal with it, to clean it, to change things, to fix it, to make it better, to relocate it, whatever the case may be if something goes wrong. So they feel like they have far and above met the burden of the regulatory standard and should be able to move forward and close this out. And I think their other concern is that the longer we delay this, the more cost is being incurred that is not part of the final solution. And so we're hemorrhaging money, so to speak, a little bit. And we have gotten to a much better place. I mean, the fact that WCA brought in Kendra Zamzow, who reviewed all of this stuff and brought up very, very reasonable, very significant issues that needed to be dealt with. ADEC themselves had said, we've gotten to a much better place by having that information. So I commend the process that we've gone through. But at some point, a decision has to be made. And because there is still this conflict here, I think ADEC is looking for positive affirmation. And the assembly is the governing body. So even though they don't need our position, even though they don't need the permission of the assembly, I think they're looking for that affirmation to move forward.
Any further discussion from assembly members?
Public?
Well, we're going to get... Yeah. Okay, then we'll go to the three people who have signed up to speak about this. The first one on the list was Jamie Roberts. All you need to do is state your name. You don't have to give your address anymore.
Okay. Jamie Roberts. Hello again. So I had the opportunity to testify before the House Finance Committee today in support of the addition of $5 million to the budget to help move this material off island. And one thing that I would like to request, perhaps, is that you guys postpone the decision of putting out a formal support for the location of the monofill until after a decision has been voted on for the budget. I just have concerns that coming out with a formal support may be construed as the money might not be necessary for our community. And I believe that that decision will be made next week. And so it's not really postponing it very long. I am still opposed to location of the Pat Creek monofill for the storage of this material, just to go on record once again as saying that. But that's my request, is just to postpone this proposed support for that location. Just another week. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person is Esther Ashton.
I need my address.
No, just your name.
Yeah, Esther Ashton. I'm speaking on behalf of the Wrangell Cooperative Association. And I'd like to say thank you again to the City Council and to Lisa for working on this project with us. I think no matter what the outcome is, we've all put a lot of good effort into this issue, and we really appreciate it. Just as a side note, I actually didn't get a chance to meet with the governor. So I can't take credit for that. We sent a letter last year, I think it was in August, and we CC'd the mayor on that letter, and that was our only contact with the governor. I was able to meet with the lieutenant governor in October of 2017, and at that point I had just requested that we find an alternative, be able to find an alternative location or look for funding. So,
That's not what I was told.
Yeah, I've never had.
I was told that the tribe made a presentation.
No, we've not had a chance to meet with the governor. Yeah, we did meet with the DEC commissioner, and he came here, and he said he was going to go meet with the governor. That potentially be it.
It's possible. I completely misconstrued stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh? Okay. Well,
yep.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. So just a small clarification. So today we testified at the House Finance Committee in support of adding the $5 million to the capital budget to ship the contaminated soil off island. Also testifying, as mentioned, were Lisa, we had Jamie, Angie Flickinger, and Kim Wickman also testified. So as you also know, the Senate added $2.5 million to the capital budget, and the House was expected to add the additional $2.5 million. And this budget is actively being considered. From what I understand, in the next few days, I've heard someone say Tuesday. Our concern is that if the City Council moves on a motion tonight and states a recommendation for the monofill to be located at Pat's Pit, that it might negatively impact our chances to receive the $5 million to ship the material off island. We have been diligently working to find additional funding, and it was conveyed to us that it's unusual for the governor to request $5 million of the Office of Management and Budget. And then, as Lisa stated, he also made the second personal request to the legislature. So we were appreciative of that. And it did show that he was actively trying to help us move the soil off island. On a side note, Senator Sullivan, when he was here, we got a chance to meet with him, and he had called, I may have this wrong, but the director of our division of EPA, who is an Alaskan, and it was expressed to me by his state officer that that's really good for us that we have an Alaskan in there and that the EPA may be in contact. So if there is a deficit in the funding, maybe they could come in and help with that smaller amount. And again, I'm not sure, but that's a side note.
Mr. Mayor, may I respond to that?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It is my understanding that both the governor and Senator Sullivan went to Chris Laddick, who is an Alaskan. Mm-hmm. He used to be the Commissioner of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development here in the state of Alaska. Prior to that, Mr. Laddick was the longtime, almost 20-year city manager for Unalaska. So he is very well known and understands Alaskan issues very much. And it's my understanding that he said there was not anything they would be able to do. Mm. Now, potentially that was for the much larger funding number. I don't know if something at a smaller level could be done. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is that regulatorily, EPA was not able to assist for the same reason why we were told we could not take additional money out of the oil spill response fund, mm-hmm. because once it was cleaned up and stabilized, rather than an emergent issue, those funds are not available. So the EPA's hands were tied as well.
Okay.
But I haven't heard an update since that original comment. So.
Okay, yeah, and maybe I'll check with the state official and just clarify that, because yes, it definitely could have been.
Again, there may be an update.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, perfect, thank you. So I also wanted to restate that the tribe has been working on this on behalf of the tribe, and we are still hoping to have the material in a location that's not near Pat's Pit. But we also, like I had said in the last meeting, did a survey of all of the citizens that we could, and on that survey at the Health Fair, 93% of the citizens were opposed to the location at Pat's Creek. So we are hopeful that we can come to an off-island disposal option. So, like Jamie, I'm coming before you to ask that this agenda item be postponed until we hear the results of the governor's request for the $5 million to be added to the capital budget. And we would really appreciate the city council considering this so we could have the best chance possible for those funds. And then lastly, I just wanted you all to know you had an awesome offer from a third grader today. I told my daughter I had to come to yet another monofilm meeting, and she said, "That's it. I'm opening a lemonade stand for this thing." So you've got that out there. And then we had a discussion on what exactly you could make at a lemonade stand, and apparently her friends have made quite a bit, so I'm considering a career change. But anyway, thank you for your time. I hope that that request is considered to table this item until next week when we find out about the capital budget. Thank you.
Thank you. The last person to speak is Angie Flickinger. Sorry, I butchered her name.
That's okay. Yeah, hi, I'm Angie Flickinger. My address is 53 Panhandle Trailer Court. Well, good evening. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. I'm here as a resident of our community and to respectfully request that the Assembly postpone this vote for the approval of the Byford Junkyard Treated Material Disposal recommendation to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. As it's been said numerous times, there's this $5 million moving through the capital budget. I was one of those, among several others, who testified today before the House Finance Committee in support of these funds and on behalf of the ecological health of Pat Creek Watershed and our community. If the Borough Assembly were to submit a recommendation for the site on Pat Creek tonight, I think while the funds are still under consideration, it would effectively communicate to the state that our city is not interested in receiving additional funds to move these contaminated soils off island. And that might mean that the House Finance Committee would move to take these funds off the table. The $5 million in question could be our last opportunity for a solution to this hazardous junkyard cleanup, and one that doesn't threaten to impair one of our community's most highly valued watersheds. I respectfully request that this agenda item and recommendation be tabled until the House Finance Committee has had the opportunity to deliberate and vote on the capital budget and just to give our community a fighting chance at receiving this funding. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Does any assembly member have any questions for any speaker?
Mr. Mayor, may I? I would be remiss in not saying, although there were a number of us that testified on behalf of the money coming in through the capital budget today to move the material off island, there was one member of the community, Brett Woodbury, who testified in opposition of that funding. And Mr. Woodbury, I didn't hear, but I had an opportunity to speak with Mr. Woodbury via text today a little bit. And his concern is that the off-island shipment issue is not as beneficial for the business community, and there will be a number of businesses that lose money, his as well, but a number of others, because the nature of the business, the nature of the work that's being done will not require as many people to be here for as long, having as much an impact on the community. And there has been a significant amount of prep work that's been done that would not be compensated for if material is not delivered to the monofill pit. So there are businesses that are losing money if a decision to not do the monofill takes place. So I want to recognize again, as I said earlier, there are casualties no matter what decision is made here, and we certainly want to recognize those impacts.
Julie?
I actually have a question of Esther. Would you mind? A quick and easy one. It's just a detail about the meeting you did have with the Lieutenant Governor.
Mm-hmm.
Were there others present?
Yes, so it was the Lieutenant Governor, Barbara Blake, who is his state, I'm trying to recall what her title is.
Tribal.
Yep. Yeah, she's one of his advisors, and then myself, yes.
Change.
Yes, sir.
What is the prospective start date for beginning to move?
Some of that depends on when the budget is finalized. And the new pricing structure, we have to run the numbers for shipping it offsite if we're going to use AML or if we're going to bring in a ramp barge at another place. So if we use cans, it's
monofill.
Oh, out to the monofill? We have demobilized some of our equipment from site today, left on the ferry, so we would have to turn it around and bring it back. We could be working as soon as early to mid next week.
Yes.
Good, it's more for Lisa, thank you. Just as we're considering this, in your conversations with people, representatives and so on, have you ever articulated that we are anything but, you know, our first choice would be to have it off the island, but our main choice is to not have it sitting where it's sitting now?
When I had a conversation with the governor about this issue, he asked what the community's stance was on that. And I said the assembly had not taken an official vote, and so I could not speak directly for you, but that my impression was that the assembly wanted to support the tribe, and that in a perfect world, moving the material off island to an appropriate disposal site is obviously the best thing. If it's not here, that's better for our environment and better for everything. If it's at an offsite, an appropriate disposal site. However, our understanding was that funding was not available for something like that. So absent another alternative, I felt like the assembly would support the material being placed in the Pat's Creek pit because of the safety net surrounding that, the ongoing monitoring, all of that stuff. And I was very clear that one of the assembly's biggest concerns was that the borough does not have the financial capacity to deal with this. So that is how I expressed this to the governor when I spoke to him directly.
Do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, actually, just a follow-up statement from Mr. Tibbetts. If you have a question for Lisa, go ahead. Okay. So, with that, and I think that's been consistent from our conversations, and that we have always said very clearly that we would like it off island, but if that is not an option, we want it, an engineered monofill. So for me, I'm not going to vote to postpone. I'm going to vote to move forward with this only because I believe that we're bumping up against so many things. We've postponed and waited. And I don't want to wait for another meeting or have a special meeting when I don't believe the impact of this is as strongly as other folks think. And that we have been very clear and very, very consistent in our message to all outside stakeholders in terms of what we wanted. So that's my opinion.
Excuse me?
So I somewhat agree with Member Prasanka, and I appreciate you all coming and stating your position, and that's important in your engagement today. From my understanding of what was said, there was a full-on discussion with House Finance Committee. They understand what the options are. This is not going to be news to them. They fully understand what the options are. We're not saying that, we're saying our number one option is off-site if we get the money. If the money's not available, number two option is in the monofill. So I don't think that that's news to anybody. I don't think it's going to harm the chances. I think what is going to be impactful is if the tribe reconnects with Barbara Blake. She has, since that time, she's moved into the governor's office, and she is the governor's tribal liaison or advisor. I'm not sure the exact title. But so tomorrow, a.m., to reconnect with her and touch bases. That's going to be more impactful than probably anything else at this stage. So I support the motion.
Do you have something, Drew?
Roland.
No, I just wanted to say that the way this is wrote up, and we're not necessarily supporting just going out there. We're supporting the DEC's decision if the money comes in to ship it off, and if not, to go to Pat's Lake. and I think most of us would agree that it can't stay where it's at. It can't fall in our laps. We don't have the money to do anything with this stuff. So I'm going to support the motion as it stands.
And the motion is also acknowledging our work with the legislature in securing an additional $5 million. So I'm in favor of voting on this.
I was going to say ditto basically what Roland said. We, even in the way the motion is stated, it's prioritized in that order. We have put a hold on this as long as we possibly can, and we've already caused our schedule to be shortened for the duration of the season, and I'm in fear of bad weather for the summer and not even being able to get it done. So,
yes.
One final comment. I really want to express gratitude to DEC. I mean, I know it's been challenging on multiple levels, and we as a community weren't necessarily all together, and we were emotional and other things, and I think you were patient and listened and responded, and I appreciate that.
Mr. Mayor, if I may add to that, DEC was outstanding in their responses to the members of the House Finance Committee today. Their comments represented the best of our community. And as you have said, sometimes we work together, sometimes we were emotional. We've been here, we've been there, and they were extremely kind in their representation of why we are where we are, what appears to be a shift in the priority of the material being disposed of on island as opposed to off island. Why that's important, and I think their representation of Wrangell and their representation of the situation was extremely good today. And I'm very thankful.
Well, unfortunately, this is one of those situations that no matter what we do, somebody's not going to be happy. But we have to make a decision. That's what we're here for. Call vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. It's available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session, and we have an adjournment at 8:35 p.m.
Okay, so...